This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here talking to you today about the SED principle. SED principle is specific adaptations to imposed demands. Now, what brings this up? Well, I was actually on social media, surprise, surprise, and one of my good friends is getting into that whole cold shower thing. Now, this is something that I tried a few months back, maybe a year ago, and I decided it was not for me. Lots of benefits to be had by that. I could probably and probably should do an entire podcast about that, but that's neither here nor there, right? So she's doing that, and it's actually funny because when I was taking a course to learn more about cold exposure, The Art of Breath is actually the name of the course. It's led by Brian McKenzie and Rob Wilson. Fantastic course if you're interested in breathing, if you're interested in exposure. That's the course you want to take. So I was taking that course, and Rob said an awesome quote. He said something along the lines of, "Are we affecting physiology, or are we simply getting better at suffering?" And that's one of the things that comes to mind whenever I see people doing any kind of training of any sort, exposing themselves to any kind of stimuli, I guess it would be the word. The question is what we're doing ultimately going to help us out with our end goal, or are we stopping short? One of the things that I see is that people will take on a task and start doing something and then automatically expect it to carry over into other things. Now, carryover is a very, very real thing, but the SED principle is undeniable. Meaning, let's talk CrossFit for a second. If you want to get better at muscle-ups, yes, simply working on pulling strength will help out tremendously. And it may help you get your first muscle-up. But if you're trying to get good at stringing them together and putting them in an actual workout, at some point you have to actually work on muscle-ups. All right. So, you know, if you want to tie this back into the cold exposure thing, kind of the whole goal with cold exposure is to work on controlling your response to the sympathetic response. Right? Sympathetic is that flight or fight response. You expose yourself to cold, your nervous system says, "What the hell is this?" You kind of freak out. And it's a way of helping you get into that state and then deal with it. Right? How do you react to it? But unless you start bringing that into other areas of your life, I question how much overlap or how much carryover you're going to have, right? Like I said, the main goal there is to work on controlling your response to the sympathetic response. So we see this with everything, right? I'm working on something new right now. It's called Synaptech, and it's a kind of eye training system. And I was talking to the coach, and he was saying how we don't know, and the studies aren't out there yet, to say if this actually carries over into sport performance. But from a foundational perspective, you could see how it absolutely would. Working on the visual system is going to affect everything. However, if you don't put that into an actual game situation or into an upright playing situation, you can't expect to see direct results. Let's tie it into something else that I love, breathing. I love breathing, yes, I want to be alive, but I love working on breathing, training that with my clients, my patients, and just anyone who wants to talk about it. But lying on your back, blowing into a balloon, is not going to carry over into you suddenly running faster, jumping higher. You have to take the demands of what you're doing and impose them to the specific task, right? Specific adaptations to impose demands. You can't expect full carryover. You have to say, all right, here's what I think this is doing. Here's the first step. Now let me take this and, you know, bring that into more direct situations. I had a really good professor in grad school, and he made a point about the SED principle and was just like, yeah, studying for a test is great, but the best way to study would be to take the actual test over and over again. And that makes sense, right? Specific adaptations to impose demands. If you're trying to do well on that test, the way that you're going to accomplish that is by taking the actual test, memorizing the actual test, and then being given that test later on again. Right. But we obviously can't do that. And so we create scenarios, we look at carryover, we learn concepts so that it can carry over into these situations when we're being tested. So how does this tie into the bigger picture? That's always my goal here. Well, I think it's great that people read books and listen to podcasts like this one. But unless you go out and put it into play, you can't expect the best results. You can't expect full carryover. Right? Listening to someone's podcast does not automatically translate into you making millions of dollars. Right? You have to take what you're learning, implement it, see where it takes you, and then go from there and listen to something else, implement something else. So the big picture, the big concept being carryover is very, very real, but the said principle is undeniable. All right, so if you want to see the best success, the best outcomes, you got to put your money where your mouth is and actually impart those new skills in that actual real life game time kind of situation. All right. Till next time, friends, Maestro out.